20 years ago, if you lived around Aberdeen, or if you lived on Whidbey Island, your life expectancy was nearly the same, about 79 years for women and 73 or 74 for men. Fast forward to today, and men have added 6 years to their lives, and women 4 years, if they're on Whidbey. If you're in Aberdeen and Grays Harbor County, you've barely changed.
There's a large number of counties in the U.S. where it's not a question of keeping up, it's actually life expectancy's dropping.
Chris Murray is director of Seattle's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. His research team has published one of the most thorough looks yet at the health of counties across America. They found some places are doing great. Overall, one negative trend stands out.
I think what's happening is that men are making progress and women are not. There's this really surprising stagnation or even decline in female life expectancy.
He thinks more women are dying prematurely because of smoking, obesity, and high blood pressure. There's debate over the role of poverty. Chris Murray says some poor counties are making progress, while some wealthy counties are stagnating. Other experts say the conditions that lead to early death, such as smoking and obesity, are more common among poor people. For example, King County ranks overall as one of America's healthier counties, but officials say that hides the fact that poor neighborhoods have higher rates of diseases. Another place where people are living longer is around Chelan and Wenatchee. Health Director Barry Kling suspects one reason is the immigrant paradox, that first-generation immigrants, even if they're poor farm workers, tend to be healthy.
There's a selection of hardy people. I mean, you don't get the people who are barely making it every day going thousands of miles to a new place to start a new life. So I think there's a self-selection as to who comes here.
The children of immigrants don't do as well. As they adapt to our diet and lifestyle, they have the same problems with diabetes, cholesterol, and blood pressure that have spread across the rest of America. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.